This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
You can walk into a retail store and they can tell you the exact mix of what they should put on the end of the aisle display, what they should put on the shelves. Well, I mean, how much more important are healthcare decisions than where you put peanut butter on the shelf?
This is Brad Baldwin with Rocky Mountain Voices. I'm here with Gary Kennedy from RemedyMD in Sandy, Utah. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good to do it.
First of all, Gary, I have to say you probably are on the A-list of CEOs in Utah anyway. You've had your time. You've been around. You've worked at Oracle and sales. You've been at Tenfold Corporation. I imagine Remedy is the kind of enterprise software play that warrants your interest.
Well, it does. I have quite a few other investments, but Remedy is the only one that I really spend substantial time with because I was just so fascinated with the value proposition and, frankly, the depth of the technology problem in healthcare. RemedyMD was started in 2003 by Matt McKay. Matt had a really different idea about how to deliver technology and file for a patent on a technology called MyWay. And then Matt came to me as a private investor and asked if I would invest a little bit in the company. In the process of that, I investigated the industry, and it just seemed like almost a perfect storm of opportunity with the government needing to do something quickly, with costs spiraling out of control. So at that point, I made a very significant investment and began to work here full time. Most people know how successful Oracle was. I was the ninth employee there. And when I left, I was the president of Oracle USA, which was maybe 60% of our business. Most people know the good side of Oracle, and there's a lot of it, but I saw lots of the mistakes we made, and we still succeeded in spite of it. And so we wanted to try to avoid those mistakes. One of those is we didn't want to take funding too quickly. In fact, if we have a choice, we prefer not to take funding at all. So we funded the company ourselves. That means a large financial commitment, but we don't have venture capitalists telling us to go this direction or go that direction. It may not necessarily be good or bad, but it does allow us to be fast. We make quick decisions and we move quickly. We've hired people. Roberto Hoxha is our new chief medical officer, is a good example. Roberto is really overqualified for the job he's doing. He was a very senior executive at Intermountain Healthcare. But our philosophy is we want the same management team to be together 5 years from now. So if you hire someone who is barely able to handle the responsibility today, and then you grow quickly, which we are, pretty soon the company will outgrow them. So we've hired people who are overqualified, and so far that's working out extremely well.
Well, certainly healthcare is in need of a lot of help, and I hope you can help me by helping the industry. I kind of know you as informatics for right. Healthcare. Why don't you explain what that is in layman's terms?
We felt that the industry needed a much better technology approach to solving some of the business problems they face. So we started from the outcome side and said, what can we do to help people be healthier, to help healthcare institutions produce better outcomes? Because that's the only real way to wring costs out of the system. And we all know, as an employer, I know what's happening to the costs in healthcare. So we looked at the whole outcome side of things and said, look, the only way to improve outcomes is we have to find ways to make better healthcare decisions. So we worked backward and said, okay, how can we make better healthcare decisions? And of course, it's not hard technically to build a robust decision support engine, and we began to do that. But as we did that, it became quickly obvious to us that without what we refer to as better data, it was impossible to make better decisions. So we have, to this point, spent roughly 80% of our time collecting much higher quality data. Let me give you an example. All the systems we build and all the data we collect is structured. And what we mean by that is most data in healthcare is really unusable by a computer. Either it's in the form of an image or it's a doctor typing, I just saw this 42-year-old male. But what can you do with that information? So we structure the information in ways that not only is it easily collectible, but you can use it for research purposes. This industry is plagued by one-size-fits-all systems. If you're a cardiologist, you don't want to see the same information that a radiologist might want to see or an orthopedic surgeon. So everything we build is specific to the specialty. And then we started working on other things, like we began to, as far as data collection, we began to collect data that would modify behavior, because when it comes right down to it, patients and doctors need to modify behavior based on what we refer to as sort of data-based inferences. In other words, they're making decisions today based on a wonderful education, but what happens when they see a case for the first time, or some unique combination of characteristics, or some composite disease? Well, they don't have that experiential intelligence to rely on, so we wanted to provide data-based intelligence to them. We also believe, and this is probably the key part of the message, that if we could aggregate data from a variety of different dimensions of a patient, for example, most people make decisions based on the data that's stored in their hospital system. Well, that's one dimension, but wouldn't it be more interesting if you could also supplement that with a patient's dimension, like typing into a system what they ate yesterday, how well they slept last night, what their exercise patterns are? That adds more color to this database, and we think that the ability to add additional dimensions, like dimensions from your claims data with your payer, dimensions like your genomic profile, dimensions like what the research community is finding, all those dimensions tend to make this pattern that we're referring to much more clear. So basically, our intent is to collect the data necessary to recognize complex patterns and then to preemptively take action. We believe if physicians and healthcare professionals have the data to take a preemptive action, then the chance of preventing problems goes up dramatically, and that's where the cost of healthcare is. There's too much cost spent in treatment and not enough cost spent in preemptive prevention.
Okay, so it's really kind of getting ahead of the game before the game starts.
Yes, I mean, it's to us, it's all about being able to make these better decisions, and it's really